Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And with football right around the corner, there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City were to lose by 100 points, you still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim. He's Dustin. And Dustin, we've been talking about what else? The Big Ten's decision to postpone the fall season. Conversation now turns to the fall. We were talking about what it would take for the Big Ten to change their mind and allow the fall season to happen. When we were talking before the quarter end, we talked about the new medical test for COVID, a rapid test, $5 per. You take it. It's from Abbott Labs, and I believe it's like in 15 minutes have your result. That is something that could be part of this decision. But there's also some other theories going around about how or why the Big Ten might decide to play in the fall, unlike what their decision was a couple weeks ago. And a couple things that were brought up, and I'd like to get your take on it. What effect does some of these outside forces have? Currently, there are Nebraska players that are suing the Big Ten. There's a prominent lawyer using the Freedom of Information Act to get some of the communications back that went on between the Big Ten office and the individual schools. Could any of those have an influence on the decision going forward?
I don't know that individually, you know, like, I don't think that lawsuit from Nebraska players is going to go anywhere. One of the fundamental things that I've seen is that the lack of a vote, which Kevin Warren said that there was a vote. The Freedom of Information Act thing, you know, I think it's going to scare Big Ten presidents who might have something to hide as far as what their sentiment was, or, you know, what the real decision-making criteria were or whatever. I think that might spook them. I think that they can make that process drag out for a while. I think there are laws about that kind of thing, but there's also, you know, some parts of that where they can say, okay, well, to print this out, it's going to be $1,200 per sheet of paper. You know, they can make life difficult within the confines of the law. I think a lot of us have experienced that, but I think just the general air of pushback is that now knowing as they're moving forward that every move they make is going to be put under a microscope. I think that tone has been set by parents' letters, by the little protests outside Big Ten headquarters, by this Freedom of Information Act, by what the coaches are saying. The coaches can go on national TV. They've got access they can create public sentiment, you know. And I think the public sentiment is going to impact how they move forward from here, knowing that what they do, there's not going to be a free pass for anything. I think that's what's been accomplished so far.
I agree with you, Dustin. I think that there is so much pushback, which I don't believe the Big Ten thought would happen. As you said in earlier in the show, I believe that the commissioner and the presidents thought they were leading the charge. They were going to cancel their season and everyone was going to follow suit, and that there wouldn't be this kind of blowback. And perhaps now this talk of a fall season, the advancement in the medical testing will give them enough cover that they could start up again. Another part of this, Dustin, is when you're hitting that November timeframe, they're also going to have to start talking about winter sports. And if you're going to, you can't start winter sports like basketball in November if you don't also start football. So that's going to be part of it. There's also something else going on here, Dustin, a conspiracy theory, if you want to call that, that's been out. Recently, an article came out from back in June where Kevin Warren was going to use his position as commissioner of the league to really drive a get out the vote type of thing. That led some people to think him pushing for cancellation may have also been part of a political decision on his part, that he wanted to hurt the current president and hope for a change in November. What do you think about that theory?
I'm not really a conspiracy theory guy. And in this particular case, definitely not a conspiracy theory guy. If you think that university presidents or the Big Ten commissioner are out to do anything but maximize their profits in anything that they do, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. I know the, so there, you mentioned the get out the vote thing. You can kind of work off the assumption that every leader of a institution of higher education leans liberal. You can accept that fact, but they're not jeopardizing all their cash flows and all that in the name of perhaps potentially swaying voter sentiment an inch the other direction. You're going to jeopardize your entire cash cow to potentially have that effect. It's a conspiracy theory that has no, I think, foundation in my eyes.
All right. Now the opposing point of view, Dustin.
Let's hear it.
Well, I'm not sure conspiracy is the right word, but I do believe that there are two schools of thought in this country about, do you open up the economy? Do you keep it closed? Do you battle the pandemic first and completely eradicate that? Or do you start to open things up? So I'm not sure it's this conspiracy as much as it might be two different schools of thought. And I do believe that, yes, the vast majority of universities lean liberal. I believe based on, you know, some of the conversations, the article, the get out of the vote article, I do believe Kevin Warren leans left. Where decisions are being made, I read somewhere, and it was on the internet, so it must be true, of course, Dustin, that in, I believe it's like 26 of the states are run by Republicans, and 25 out of those 26 are having high school football. In Democrat states, it's, if not quite that extreme, it's pretty close to the opposite. And here in Pennsylvania, where they are playing high school football, you still have a Democrat governor who was encouraging them not to play. So I'm not sure it's a conspiracy, but I do think it's an indicator of how each side thinks about things. So, you know, I don't think conspiracy is the right word to use, though.
Yeah, it does. And I think, you know, left-leaning university presidents are also in charge in all the areas that are moving forward, too. So I don't, you know, I'm not really sure where exactly, and I don't doubt what you're saying, but yeah, I think just for the Big Ten's sake, I think they kind of got this informal meeting together. Whether there was a vote or whether there was not a vote remains a question, a formal vote. But I think they basically thought in terms of shaping public sentiment and what the response would be is if you're saying we're valuing the safety of our players, I think their thinking was, who can argue with that? Well, it turns out a lot of people can argue with that.
That's a good way to put it too. Yes, I am sure that they were confident that espousing the safety of the student athletes, doesn't that trump everything else? And I do think that was part of that process also. All right, Dustin, in the couple minutes we have left, I want to talk about some actual football on the field. Two of Penn State's recruits were on the field in Caden Saunders and Liam Clifford. Did you get a chance to see any of the action?
I saw some of it. I wasn't able to watch live, like with Liam being on national TV, which is awesome. I think that's, you know, one of the silver linings, I guess, is and ESPN has been showing high school football before, but now everybody wants that football content. But you didn't have to wait long into that game to see Liam Clifford make a difference and to run a pretty awesome route, make a good catch. He finished with 9 catches for 125 yards. Caden Saunders, I think his get off, his acceleration, his speed and quickness is tremendous. And I think, I don't know if I've seen a player since KJ Hamler as a high school prospect with quite that electric level of speed and quickness. And remember, he's just a junior. So three touchdown catches in the first quarter. I saw there was a report that he had a minor injury. He suffered, but that he'll be okay. I think both of these guys have a chance to be really, really good. And I think the wide receiver position in the next year or two is going to go in a direction that we can't really predict just yet, but both these guys will be in the conversation. We were talking off air about Liam Clifford, and he's faster than Sean. I think Sean would say the same thing. He's still to this day faster than Sean as a high school senior. And we've seen Sean get faster and faster into that sort of low to mid 4.5s in the 40. So do the math. And Liam Clifford as a high school senior exiting with a mid 4.5s 40 with his big frame. And I think he's very, very fundamentally sound already. And he's only going to get better. I think he's a more exciting prospect than he's getting credit for.
Well, I did get a chance to see some of Clifford's game, and my takeaway is similar to yours. And we were talking about this off the air. Clifford's bigger than I thought he was. And maybe it's just that concept of, well, he's Sean's little brother. I didn't think he would be very big, but he was. But more impressive to me was he used that body size. There were a couple plays where you could see him essentially boxing out the defender so he can make the reception. It was very impressive to watch. And, you know, without Penn State playing and we're grasping at anything, to watch some of these Penn State recruits on the field, it is a lot of fun and it is worth seeing. So I enjoyed that quite a bit. All right, stick around for quarter number 4. We're going to tackle another tough topic.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. For week 1 of the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still cash your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.